It's November 2nd, 1978, and we're here at Mr. Bader's house in Washington, D.C. This is a check to see if the tape is working. Now, I suppose the first thing that we'd like to talk about is something about your childhood and what you remember about growing up in Vienna.
I'm born 1903, and in Vienna, it was just after the great time in Vienna. Great time, and just before the end, let's say. Great time, I mean, in art, Schiele, Klimt, and the beginning or the high point of Kokoschka, to mention a few. In literature, Stefan Zweig, Werfel, in music, Gustav Mahler, and so. Again, I was a child at this time. I do remember, though, part of the old monarchy. I was 15 years old when there was the revolution. I still remember having seen the old Kaiser greeting the first Zeppelin coming to Vienna, or vice versa. I always was interested in art. My mother was kind of a semi-amateur painter. And we had these great museums there, like the one which has the most Bruegels in the world, which I practically went each Sunday to see. My father was a businessman who had an agency for flour, and I was the only child, and would have been a very profitable business, but I just felt I didn't want to spend my life making bread more expensive for people. So I made my own little revolution, since at this time it seems to have to be a kind of official name, and became an apprentice in a bookshop, something which my father very much disapproved, but there was nothing else to do. I was 2 years an apprentice in order to become an assistant, and then after 2-3 years more, I would have been able to, if I could get a concession, to open my own bookshop. So I mention all this because books and paintings were the background of my life. And before I left, 2 years earlier, I acquired a partnership in the oldest bookshop in Vienna, which was founded 1789. And we were officially titled that we sold the books to the Kaiser and so on. I'm not a monarchist, it may sound after, never was one. But anyway, it was a very interesting life. We published things, and then when Hitler came, naturally everything changed. And I left then, which is a story in itself, with luck, against the advice of the American consul in Vienna, we registered about 2 days after Hitler came in. And then, through a kind of a fantastic circumstances and the goodness of heart of some Americans who guaranteed for us, without ever, never having met us, never knew about us, we were able to escape in the last moment, which was nearly a year after Hitler came.
If you could tell a little bit more about your childhood and maybe your schooling.
Childhood in Vienna was in a way it wasn't much different than it was here, with the exception that each Sunday we took the streetcar to the end stop and walked in the Viennese woods, which always was very much for us. And then there were museums, there were exhibitions, there were sometimes some concerts. And I had regular schooling. I did not have any special art education. And about the childhood, I don't know, there was no radio naturally and no television. As a matter of fact, for me today, most of the time